All right, welcome to Comics Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today is
Eric
Munger. Yeah. All right. So on today's episode, we're going to do favorite anthologies. So this is, we're going to pick our favorite movie anthologies, discuss them, talk about them, have fun with them, and be a good time. Are you cursing at your drink? You want to open it, don't you?
I didn't pop the lid on it before.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Just get away from, dude, away from the mic. I'm, you motherfucker.
And now Mike, it'll be quiet. I got so mad when I realized we started. And I looked at it. I was like, fuck.
That's what I was like.
I won't be able to drink for a whole hour.
I literally thought you were like getting angry, dude. I'm like, why? Is he going to punch that can? Just, you motherfucker. Just, you hear like just
why
a one-sided
fight. Why did you open
fight?
Before?
Oh, my God. Asshole.
We're all good right now. We're all set.
Okay. So,
anthologies, right?
Favorite anthologies. So,
let's,
we're
going to
start today with our special guest, Eric. Would you like to go with your first one, sir?
Pink Panther.
Steve Martin's Pink Panther.
Yeah, no.
Ew.
I went with
Bill Murray's Garfield.
Oh, fuck you. They're probably just as bad as.
Did that even make it to an anthology?
Or, they made two.
I guess, so that it counts.
And then, what you could also do, Neil Patrick Harris's Smurfs.
Too many.
Michael shot it out of his nose.
That.
Yeah,
no.
I know. Okay, anyways, go ahead. You're going.
I went with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I like all four movies.
I do too myself.
Most people complain about two and three.
I'd complain about three more than anything.
I just found that most people
the
don't
The visuals
like two
and three
for,
were amazing, though.
The visuals in all of them were amazing.
But three especially was ridiculously over the top.
But to me, I really didn't have a problem with any of the four in the series. I like them all. I'm looking forward to, because I believe they are doing a fifth.
Yep.
I'm excited about that as well.
Rumored to have the return of Orlando Bloom.
Ooh.
Who's now obviously a full-fledged
elf.
No, pirate. Captain.
Oh, pirate.
Because Marie took
this
the place.
This happens years later.
I crossed streams, guys. My bad.
It's bad.
Getting rid of the gozer?
Yeah.
All right, making sure.
I don't know your guys' thoughts on the series.
You're not done talking yet, so keep going.
Okay.
Start with the first one.
Well, the first one, I think it probably hands down has to be the best in the series. And again, I like the second. I like the way they all kind of follow in order. Again, most people felt the fourth one fell out of place, but I thought it fell in line with all four stories.
No, but it seems to start its own new story again. I mean,
its own second set of, or a second trilogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the first one because it caught you off guard. Like, you knew it was going to be pirates and stuff, but, like, when they did, like, the first time you see the pirates in the moonlight, you're like, oh, shit, that's fucking awesome.
I like the fact that they kept it. I mean, there's things from the ride you definitely can see in there, which was cool, but it exceeded my expectations by far. It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
I think it's way better than most people thought.
I don't think,
off of a ride, that's just kind of unheard
people
of.
People were really nervous about it.
Yeah.
Like, real apprehensive about
waiting for the Splash Mountain movie myself. Bear Rabbit and shit like that.
Directed by Brett Ratner.
Fuck off.
And it's bad again.
And Joe's fired.
Aw.
Aw. Replace you with Adam.
You really would?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
No, no fucking way.
No.
I'll not be one whole podcast of Mike just going, ah.
Not letting him talk.
And we are Mike and Cody. Our special guest is.
Nice.
So I believe the first one caught everyone super off guard because, like, it was darker than most people thought it was going to be too. Like, remember the commercials? I was like, oh, happy, you know, not happy go lucky, but like, you know, it was a fun time. And you saw it, you're like, oh shit, like they're hardcore.
And Johnny Depp really did bring that character to life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Made it nobody own. Else could have played that.
No.
Nobody.
No. For shears. For shears. The second and third one obviously linked together more because, like, it was obviously the ending of two ran in right in the beginning of three, which is still one of the most bizarre opening scenes of a movie ever with the fucking rock crabs and all sorts of weird
shit. That's
what
most people hated about that movie was it got a little weird in the dream sequences.
Yeah. Kind of away from everything else.
So rank them in your
I'd have to say in order, I would still go 1, 2, 3, 4 for me personally.
Mike, what would you say?
1, 4, 2, 3.
I would say 1, 2, 4, 3.
I think I'd probably agree mostly with Eric because I like to watch him order, but also if I had to like do it, break it up, I'd say way Mike did 1, 4, 2, and 3, just because 2 and 3 are together, 1 and 4 like their own separate stories, even though they're like all part of the same. Because like
I thought 4 did a good job of like not grounding it because you don't want to ground that movie, but kind of bringing it back to the feel of the first one.
Yeah, but also it opened up to like 2 and 3 were very narrow in their like just the you know the Davy Jones story and things like that. Where 1, you can see obviously they had budget constraints what they could do.
I'd have to say my favorite battle though is at the end of the second one, the ship battle that took place there. Then the third one it got a little bit more with the super with the crazy fucking
and then she gets all huge and
but blah, I definitely blah. Think that just the way that they take down the big ship at the end, I love that scene.
Yeah, fuck that shit up.
I mean, when you see the guy standing there on the deck, knowing he's lost.
Yeah.
And it's all, and you just see complete slow-mo, carnage
walking
behind
down
him.
The stairs, yeah. And shit's fucking blowing up.
I think that was definitely the best fight scene in any of the movies.
And one of my favorite scenes from the second one is when they first introduced the Kraken, and he fucking takes that boat down. Dude, it's so nuts. And then the second time you see him, he's all huge, like, oh. Scene where he's like grabbing Johnny Depp on the boat and the mouth is open, you're just like, ooh.
But I've not been disappointed in any one of these films.
Yeah. I actually liked Blackbeard in the fourth one too. Ian McShane.
Yeah, he's badass. Was,
yeah, super awesome. Yeah.
And the fact that they stuck with real pirates is
super cool.
And it just kinda changed them up a little bit was awesome.
Yeah.
Davy Jones. I remember the first time I saw an image of Davy Jones, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, but to see him in motion, though, was like the best, though, because you said every little tentacle would move and like it would twitch with his, because he gave him that like facial tick in a way, you know, and that stutter he had.
And it was
super kinda awesome.
Like if a squid could talk, that's what it would sound like.
When he got pissed,
with the gurgles.
Like when he got pissed and angry, like the fucking spit and stuff, super awesome.
And you talk about like movies having memorable characters, like of course, Jack Sparrow, one of the coolest characters has ever been brought into movies, but I think Barbossa is so amazing.
They brought him along in all the movies as well, found ways to work him in.
When you see his boots at the end of 2?
Yeah.
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 Super awesome. The
and
monkey.
His dickhead
like,
little monkey.
You're like, hey, why is the asshole monkey is on the guy's boots? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So, yeah, good times. I like a lot. Michael, would you like to do your first one?
Yeah, my favorite would have to be the Rocky movies.
Yes.
Which is not really a surprise, I think, to anybody that knows me. Because that's...
I am shocked.
You shouldn't be. Because it's ridiculous how much I watch these movies. Because AMC always has one of them on, it seems like.
Or a marathon.
Yeah, always. And so, and every time I come across it, no matter which one it is, I'll stop and finish it.
Do you ever do the thing when they do they always have the marathon, like, I want to say it's summertime when they do it, and like, so it plays like all day. It's like all 4 of them in a row.
Yeah.
And then you'll watch 3, 4, and then like 1 and 2 will happen again. So you're like, oh, might as well just watch 1 and 2. Yeah. And all of a sudden, all 3's coming on. All right. Yeah. Like, ooh, I don't know about 4.
And that's to even go... on top of the fact that I've watched them, I had them all on DVD, obviously, and watched them multiple times. And then when the Blu-ray box set came out, I snatched that shit up the day it came out. And I've probably, just on those alone, I've probably watched each one at least 5 or 6 times. It's kind of ridiculous. But yeah, everything about the movies, I like, and I even like Part 5, which is kind of like the one nobody wants to talk about.
Right?
Yeah, grudge match.
I think that's one of my favorite fights in the whole series.
Oh, the street fight at the end?
Yeah,
I
love
Tommy Gunn, played by Tommy Morrison, who was a real-life boxer and the nephew of John Wayne. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Something new every day.
Look at that.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that tomorrow at work.
But yeah, everything about it.
Bring up Rocky.
Was someone bring it up? I have a tidbit.
Someone say Rocky. All right, here you go.
Cody, did you say Rocky? Oh, funny thing about Rocky.
Rocky. Yeah.
What's that ice cream with the marshmallow and the nuts?
Rocky Road.
It's a funny thing about Rocky.
Oh, Rocky. Do you know? Yeah. So,
and if I had to rank them, like that's rough. Oh, and to throw on the fact that I don't know if it's gonna happen. You see the reports, but they're talking about doing a Creed movie, which would be Apollo's grandson and having Rocky train him, which I've heard people go, oh, you can't do that. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, do it, because I think it'd be awesome.
It'd be kind of a cool passing of the torch movie.
A lot of people didn't want to bother with Balboa either, and
I think that was a great movie.
Balboa was tremendous. That was more of a father-son movie than really a...
With Funky Lip?
Huh?
With Funky Lip?
Oh, the dude from Heroes?
Yeah, he talks about the size of his mouth. He had a stroke, but he's like 12.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good movie.
So Stallone's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Dick. I really liked Balboa. I thought the way they did Adrian in that one where she had passed away, but you saw her in the flashbacks was real. Like the opening part of that movie where he's taking the tour and he's seeing her in the flashbacks was like, oh, God. Adrian's dead. Like, you don't know Adrian's dead. You're like...
Is the actress still
alive? No, yeah, she's still alive, but...
Okay, but they just didn't
He wrote a version with her still alive, but he said, like, he wanted this much heart to it, to the first one. Give her an actual reason to, you know, want to do something like this. Because had she been alive, he probably would have been content with just hanging out.
You said hanging out, right? Not banging out?
Hanging out, banging out.
Oh, okay, I thought you were banging out. Like...
Making more of those little hero babies.
Yo, Adrian.
Speaking of which, that guy, I can't remember his name, Milo something or other, was awesome in Gamer.
Oh, yeah, he was gross.
He was the sex fiend in that, like, in the crazy, like, Sims video game thing. And he was, like,
kind of all leather. Yeah, the latex pants and shirt.
He's like, just whips it, like, just
jerking it.
It was hilarious. Sorry.
Gross. Yeah. All right, okay, but to rank them. So, and this is really hard for the first two. Depending on what day you catch me, I'll either go Rocky 2 first or Rocky first. But it's always a combination of 1 and 2. It's always first and second. Then I go 4, 3, Balboa, and 5.
Wow, Balboa just sneaks in first, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
How would you?
I'd agree with your assessment there. Fair enough. I mean, I'd probably go 1 and 2 just because it makes more sense that way.
Well, it's just personal favorites. It's not really like...
But I've probably seen 2 more than any of the other movies.
Yeah.
That one seems to be the better, in my opinion, the better of the films.
So then you go 2 first.
Yeah, 2-1. Yeah. But you said 1-2, 2-1.
No, I said 2, yeah.
Yeah.
2-1.
Depending
one.
On the day.
What day? Today, I mean, you asked me tomorrow.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday. Part 2 first. Joe,
it's because he's full.
How would you rank them?
I can't even remember them all, so I mean... To be honest,
get out, you whore.
One, oh, it probably you so, know, one, wait, two, and then.
There's a question
Balboa,
though. Have you seen all of them though?
Five?
Balboa was six.
Six. Have you seen all of them?
It. I've seen them all. It's just that.
Just checking.
You know, I don't sit there and watch them all. You
like
know.
Me.
Yeah, like
obsessively
like,
and
like
weird.
Mike. Yeah. Now, when we get to my list, I watch all my movies, those movies that I love, and you know, just
there's
back
no
to back.
Coming up.
All right, Cody, rank them.
I don't like them, so I'm just kidding.
Almost left.
I would go in order just because of the story, you know, like in like progression.
Really, but even like as in personal favorite,
I would just because I like the fact that he actually does progress the character through all five of them. So if you watch them out of order, it kind of you don't like you
yeah,
lose
but
some
I'm
of
not...
it. I know, like I know what they are, but I like watching the progression.
But
of the character.
Assuming everyone knows what the story
well,
is, understand
my preference
the story.
Would be in order. I'm saying. I like it because I like watching Rocky, you know, obviously he grows, the character grows, but also like the evolution of the character itself is fun to watch in order. I mean, granted, my favorite is not one. I would say 2 is my favorite.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. Like,
but you're saying what rank him in what order? I would watch him in order.
But rank him in personal favorites though is what I'm asking
you. I don't know. I would do 2 first, probably. And then 1. Probably 4, then 3. I'd probably do 5 before Balboa.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Balboa.
Yeah.
It's dummy good. Boom team.
Yeah. And the Don King knockoff character.
What?
Asu.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Asu.
So, yeah, I think it's what it'd be. 2-1. I think I'd do 4 and 3. I can't remember. I don't know. It's hard to say.
We should watch them all right now.
All
right.
So pause. And
pause
back.
Hey.
That was a long fucking time. All right.
We're back
so
the next day, guys.
That's a lot of movies. All right. So anyway, so anymore.
Oh, real quick, favorite fight scene out of all of them. What's your favorite?
Apollo Creed.
First one or second one?
First one. No, or second one.
Second one.
Yeah.
Creed. Joe.
Probably the one with Dolph Lundgren.
Four.
I would have so to go brutal. Second.
Just
watch that
just because they start out, the whole crowd starts out chanting, you know, four. Oh, that,
if I could change, you could change.
Yeah. And then
everybody could
slowly
change.
Go to Rocky's side. Yeah.
Because he's always the underdog.
Yeah. And he was seriously the underdog in that.
Yeah, because he's drastically younger.
Well, like I said, I like the fight scene from 5, but I also like the fight in, I believe it's 3, with the amazing Thunder Lips.
Oh, the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan. So awesome.
It was a good fight, too. When he has the gloves cut off and just starts wailing on him and it still
doesn't.
It is
funny because Hogan military presses him like fairly easily and throws him into the crowd, and then when Stallone gets him up on his shoulders, he's kind of like pushes him off.
That's a pretty big dude to try to.
Hogan was a big motherfucker back in the day. Yeah. A
couple
yeah.
of times it looked like his legs were gonna buckle.
My personal favorite fight scene is actually the rematch with Clubber Lang in Part 3.
Okay.
Only for the fact that one of my favorite things about the Rocky movies is he changes his fighting style in every version. In the first one, he's just strictly a brawler. Like it's no technique to it. He's just brawling. Second one, he refines up a little bit. He's still a power guy, but he's a little bit more technique. And then Part 3, they have to make him faster to... Stronger. You know, Creed trains him, so he goes under his training. He's shredded like crazy in that one. He's a lot faster.
Super oily.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then he enough, also, huh? in that one too, that he picks his own strategy, which is to tire out Clubber
yeah,
Lang,
he did
which
the
is
old,
not part of the actual strategy at all.
Yeah, that's the old
he figured out
Ali, George Foreman thing. Let the power guy punch himself out.
Tire out, and then he'll have a chance to...
And bite his ear off. Oh,
yeah.
Wear him down.
I'm gonna eat your children. All right, Joseph, yours.
So my favorite movie series of all time is Indiana Jones.
Boo! Oh,
all four of them.
Ugh, gross.
Now I just love
all
the
three of them.
All three of them. Another reason why I picked this.
Just all three
makes
of them.
Cody mad that I acknowledge the fourth one.
I've never seen the fourth one. I don't believe there is one. Oh, Young Indiana Jones, of course, yeah.
No, not a Young Indiana Jones.
No, Young
Indiana
Jones.
Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
No, I think you made that up for this. That's not a real thing.
Yeah,
like,
totally made
it like
up.
As long as that movie doesn't show aliens at the end, I think I'm... Oh, wait, they do show aliens at the end?
Yeah, they did.
That's weird.
They're from the space between spaces.
Fuck you
the
so
in-between
much.
Space?
Yeah. No, it's the one...
That part is hard to clean.
That
the
part's hard to clean?
In between spaces.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Wow.
No amount of Lemon Pledge could clean me of that fucking movie. I could OD on fucking Febreze and that movie would still destroy me.
It wasn't the best, but it still I still acknowledge it.
Nope, you shouldn't.
I own it.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray.
Is it? Do I own the collection?
I think probably about own the collection. Yeah.
Ah, fuck, I've been zoning on Blu-ray too, don't I?
Yeah,
you do.
So now you have to.
Did I buy
it?
I don't think I bought it. I think I didn't buy it because of that.
Which
I own it on. I own it on DVD. I know that because Dustin bought it. He used to like the same reason I have fucking X-Men 3. It's right behind you.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, speaking of which, I heard you're going to go watch Days of
fuck
Future
off.
Past.
Ken, if you're listening to this, you tricked me. Crafty bastard in his words.
All right, so Joe, get
back to your
what?
Back to your trilogy.
So it's the only series of movies that I can.
It's a trilogy because there's
on
three
TV,
of them.
And I can just sit there and watch. And it's always on. I think Sci-Fi Channel picked it up now. It used to be on TBS or something like that. It'd be like some random weekend that you'd be flipping through the channels, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Indiana Jones, and I just sit there and watch them all, even though they're like sitting like 2 feet away. On the bookshelf over there, you know, I could go pop in the DVD
Let's
and not
see,
have
sit here and watch commercials or get up.
Commercials.
This remote control does all the work for me. So, yeah.
You can pause it, take a nap, and then fast forward through all the
Fuck
commercials.
Fuck this getting up thing. Unless it's for drinks or food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it would be like walking to like two other rooms to get it. I mean, luckily the Blu-rays are in like alphabetical order, unlike the rest of this fucking nightmare of media that I have.
It'd still be pretty difficult to, you know, actually get up.
Oh, yeah. It's three rooms away? Fuck that. All right, go ahead.
But no, I love the adventure behind it. I love the fact that, I mean, everybody here knows that I love the stuff that it takes kind of historical facts and then just kind of like twists them and tweaks them so that it makes it adventurous. I love books like that, and that's why this is one of my favorite set
National
of movies.
National Treasure.
National Treasure would be another one that I absolutely librarian. Love. I love The Librarian,
I know
too.
You do.
Fucking Noah Weil, my
Wiley?
Man.
Noah Wiley.
No, sorry, Noah Wiley.
My man, I don't know his name.
You know, my favorite actor, that one guy that's in that thing with the stuff and the woo-woo. Was he
It's on TV.
It's on TV. It's on TBS, I think. It's the only one that ever shows the...
I think they own it, don't they?
I think they own
Isn't
it,
Isn't that
yeah.
theirs?
That should actually be one of my next series, because that's another one that I...
Well, there's only two, though.
No, they made like three or four.
No way.
They did.
What?
Yeah. Ugh. Third was horrible, but the rest were good.
Not really. I would be down for a crazy Nicolas Cage third National Treasure movie because he's so apeshit crazy right now.
The Drive Angry National Treasure crossover.
Yeah. Oh my god, I would be in. I will stay in line for that. You tell me what's happening.
Do you want him just to be crazy like in Drive Angry, or do you want him to play two characters and play the Drive Angry character?
I want him to be the Drive Angry character with a little bit of Bad Lieutenant thrown in there.
Oh god.
Oh gross.
Yeah, we're just trying to fuck an iguana the entire time.
Already.
Yeah, it's a movie. They remade the Harvey Keitel movie with him. It was set in Narlands, and he had a weird fucking southernish accent. And he was just fucking batshit crazy. It was awesome. Such an awful movie. Anyways, go ahead. You were saying.
So to finish it up, I know there are rumors that they're going to be making another one. I know Harrison Ford is in it, so I know he wants to do it.
Yeah.
But then there were also rumors that they were going to update it. They were going to reboot it with possibly Bradley Cooper, which I think would absolutely be awesome to have him in it and have them reboot the series, make it more modern, but still have the same, like, you know, he's chasing after historical stuff.
You know, would you want it to be set in modern times, though?
I would want it to be set in modern times because you could do, you know, so much more with technology now.
Would it be as fun, though?
I think it could be.
I don't know, man.
The adventure seems to be...
Because I don't want to... I want... The way I would see it is...
You don't want them to remake it.
I don't want them to remake it. Yeah. I want, like, Bradley Cooper to be... His character to be, like, the great-grandson of...
Or maybe not even a great-grandson.
Yeah, a laser whip.
Now, the problem with making the great-grandson, which means you have to keep the fourth shitbag movie in there.
Is his father, but you would never, like... I would
What year
that.
Did the fourth one take place, Joe? Roughly.
Like, the fourth one was... I'm trying to remember.
You could look it up.
I could look it up, but it was also a question that Mike posed that he could have looked up.
He was asking
I thought you would know. Sorry.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Someone said it was like...
1950s, 1960s.
That's too far.
He was a greaser, so it had to be like the 60s, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, that's all. Because I was just wondering if you could keep Harrison Ford in it for a reimagining of it, but you couldn't. He'd be... Super. Way too fucking old.
Yeah.
Because he was, 40-something in the 60s, or 50-something in the 60s, right?
Yeah, he said was pushing his 50s,
So, I mean, like, he'd be, like, you know,
so, yeah, so
be
if
pushing
you,
100.
If you do it modern times, you can't
He's
have
a relic.
Harrison Ford
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, hey, they're chasing me, I'm a relic.
Unless it's recordings. They could do the old
but
Tony Stark.
But if he has
Stark
the crystal
Stark.
Skull, maybe it kept him
Fuck
young.
Fuck off, all right? That didn't happen.
Actually,
that was a fucking fever dream.
They never fully explained the extent of the power of the
so
Grail.
Maybe he's got.
Maybe he has. You know, he's a.
That scared the shit out of me. Anyone else?
Maybe he drank.
That was the. Remember the Charger helmet that was over here? I moved it behind the door because I wanted to hang up Death of Superman, and the stickers finally didn't hold up. Those motherfuckers pulled off paint. When
was
I pulled the stickers off, yeah.
Fathead aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Way to go, fatheads.
Yeah, way to go, dickheads.
Hey, we need a sponsor, fatheads.
Not after that glowing endorsement. Could you have any more fucking icons on your iPad?
I don't remember that being in Indiana Jones.
The iPad?
Yeah, it's a quest for the iPad. Like, figure out which one it is.
The crystal apple.
Ugh. God damn it. Why have to bring up Crystal Skull?
So if I had to rank them, I think my favorite would be...
You don't know your goddamn order. Go ahead.
The first one. The third one. The second one. And then the fourth one.
So, three of them. Okay. Gotcha.
Eric?
Fourth one was awful, all right?
What would be your ranking, Eric?
I would have to go 1-3-4-2.
Are you fucking kidding me? You would put Crystal Skull before Temple of Doom.
I am not a fan of Temple of Doom. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. I realize I just pissed everybody off in this room.
Welcome never to be on the podcast again. This is the last appearance of Eric Munger that anyone ever heard or saw
him again.
Holy shit.
Just being
honest. I remember we used to have this friend named Eric Munger. Remember him?
Did we?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. He was an asshole. Yeah, he was a cool guy until he fucking mouthed off that Crystal Skull was better than Temple of Doom. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's my opinion.
Oh, your opinion's fucking wrong. Okay. Globally wrong.
Wow. Mike.
Michael, what was your order? He had to look him up because he didn't know him.
Mike.
No, I was trying to find the dates.
Oh, finally, since he didn't do it? He's on the. He's like tightly like halfway typing through.
I think I go 2-1-3.
Ooh.
2-1-3.
Which would be Temple of Doom.
He didn't mention 4. Good job, Mike. Because I would not
watch
everyone
knows
4
is the last one.
Yeah, garbage.
But yeah, 2-1-3, I think, is maybe even 2-3-1.
And I'm probably the only one in this room that saw 2 in theaters.
No, I think I
saw 1 in theaters a couple years ago.
Yeah,
because we released it. Yeah. Or like a year ago.
Yeah, the Santa Capri. Which was pretty fucking awesome.
I enjoy it.
So my question to Mike then is, which Indiana Jones did you see first?
I saw Temple of Doom first. It was the first one I've seen.
So there was something that I had read online somewhere, I wish I could remember where, a long time ago, that had mentioned that of the Indiana Jones movies, the people who saw the first one first liked it more in the order that I said, which was they liked number 1, they liked number 3, then they liked number 2, and we can lump in number 4 now. But the people who have seen the second one first tend to like the second one better than the, I believe it was the
It went 2-3-1.
2-3-1.
You saw Temple first.
Yeah. And it was just really odd to me because 2 up until 4 was considered the worst of the Indiana Jones because it was so different than other ones.
Before the 4th, because that one was a piece of shit.
I didn't like
it. I'll turn your fucking mic off, all right?
So I like Temple of Doom, though. So is Temple of Doom widely considered like the worst one out of the three?
When the original
remember we were talking about trilogies and like the second one's only the strongest one?
Yeah.
It was one routinely number pointed out that rule doesn't exist.
Maybe it is because I do think that's the first one I ever saw.
The interesting thing about this series, too, is that number 2 actually takes place before number 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even chronologically, they're out of order.
Did Fox put them out? Yeah, high fives. Because they don't know how to play stuff in order, even though that's what they're given to them. Hey, guys, we're just going to take these, and we're just going to roulette the shit out of them and play them whatever we want. Hey, why is this one pronounced the season finale, and it's the first episode? Yeah. There you go, Fox. It didn't perform very well. We're going to cancel it. I wonder because the story didn't make any sense?
Yeah.
Could that be it, maybe? Huh, weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yours.
I think last time I said I agreed with you 1-3-2.
Yeah. I believe so.
But I do want to watch them in chronological order, so we should do like a thing where we watch 2, 1, and 3. I think it'd be interesting to see how the story flows.
Do we want to watch Young Indiana Jones as well? We can do a whole lead up.
Oh yeah, the fourth one, right? They're talking about?
No. The TV series.
Yeah, the fourth thing they did.
No, the TV series.
Yeah, the fourth thing they did.
Movie.
Do we have that much time, though?
It's a lot.
They do 2 seasons of that or 1 season?
Actually, I don't know. It was short-lived, so it probably only went at most.
I just remember
seasons.
The one episode where there's the train that's, like, underground and, like, just thinking, oh, so awesome. They use a real train. And, like, then I saw it a little while, like, a couple years ago on TV, and I saw that
horrible.
Same episode. I was like, oh, I love this. Oh, this looks like shit. Like, you'd see it's literally, like, one of those things where, like, the background moves.
Yeah.
I was like,
those are rough, dude.
I think I was wrong about this show. maybe the Wright brother did die.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, too soon.
Yeah. All right, so your trilogy, Cody?
Is the trilogy?
Yeah.
Not
Which
Lord
is kind
of
like.
Not Lord of the Rings.
Almost. Like, you can't argue with this at all.
Star Wars.
So, yeah, Star Wars.
It has kind of like permeated like all
cultures. Things. Let's look around the room real quick.
Yeah.
Seems to be a very big influence in here.
I see like
Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars.
Well, yeah, from your perspective.
Star Wars.
No, there's easily. Yeah, it's yeah. Seven things right across from me.
Yeah, let's see, some like lightsabers.
Eight, nine.
Yeah, let's see, a whole set of comic books from him.
I don't think he likes Star Wars at all.
Right here.
I'm not getting it.
Some he owns here. Them all, ironically.
Yeah.
I really hate things. This shit.
He's a hipster Star Wars
fan. I am one of the only people I know of that has the original unaltered trilogy on DVD.
Oh, on DVD? VHS. I have it on VHS.
Yeah. This guy. Limitation Run came out right before they were going to release the redone ones. They came out on DVD in a cool fucking tin. Super badass. Nice. It's in the other room hanging up. It's awesome. And it's got the old school art on it, too. Nice. Well, that's weird. I don't know why you're texting me.
Me? Yeah.
It's random. Not you. I was looking at my watch when I said it.
You're looking at me. I'm not texting you.
Whatever.
Anyway, so what about it? What makes it the ultimate trilogy?
First off, it's like one of the very first experiences you get with real sci-fi, where it was like on a different world that I remember, at least. I mean, obviously, like Star Trek, people always say like that was like their first experience in it. But like Star Wars to me, like when I was growing up, my uncle showed it to us, me and my brother and I, and we were fucking hooked. Like we were obsessed with Star Wars. Like everything was Star Wars for like the longest time. I was even like Darth Vader one year for Halloween. We had the plastic mask that has like this shitty rubber band, and like you had the cape, but the cape was cool because it was Velcro, so you could like wear it all the time. So like when I was little, I was always two
and
things.
I'm sure he did.
I still do. I was always two different things. I was Superman or Darth Vader. Like those are my two like go to.
Super Vader.
Yeah. Darth Vader. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
How would you cut his Nash? Arm off though? Like he could actually. Probably physically choke you while force choking somebody else.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome good. And dangerous all
crossover
at the same time.
Right there.
That'd be a wicked crossover. So yeah, I mean, it always captured my imagination because it was so different than anything else. I just remember like, even when I was younger, it just seemed like it was from a different time. Like
the movies were ahead of their time too.
Oh, way ahead of their time. He invented stuff just to do things, you know, like with using the miniatures and stuff like
every
that.
Every movie he invented new technology to make the movies better.
And even when they're released for like audio and stuff like that too. So
it's one of the first successful movie franchises that I can think of.
It's what made people want to make franchises. Because everything else was always separate movies.
Like before, it was monster movies that had not necessarily sequels, but it was like Dracula.
Yeah.
And Dracula and the Mummy.
Yeah.
There wasn't like a part two.
Dracula and the Mummy and you know,
this was
whatever.
Like one of the first continuing stories from movie to movie to movie.
And it was cool because it was one of the, like, to me, always, it was like the trilogy because it was one of the only ones, like Eric was saying, it was like this, like all the original trilogy. I mean, I like them all because I don't have a problem with them. There's parts of them, obviously, I don't like, but for overall. But in the original trilogy, it was one of the only things that have a continuing story that went through all of them. Even though each one had its own, like, little bit of plot, but they all linked together. So you could literally watch one, two, or 4, 5, and 6 as they come to know now. But when I watched them, they were not known as 4, 5, and 6. They were known as Star Wars. They were known as, you know.
Hope. And
well, no, when I would, when we first watched them when I was young, it was Star Wars. New Hope was added later.
I believe all it said was Episode 4.
Yeah. Yep. It would, if you go back, and like, you have to watch the... I think the VHS still had
the VHS still
New
had
Hope
it,
on there.
Yeah.
Because it was like the time. But yeah, originally it was Star Wars Episode 4, which still made no sense because like,
where's Episode 1 through 3?
What now? Did we miss the other one?
We're going to be so lost, guys.
How popular were those? Yeah, so like, I just remember that. And like, it was just, because they were so big. Like, you didn't see movies like that. When you saw sci-fi movies, they were like Ice Pirates or like really shitty, like, you
if
got
you,
one
if you
set
see
and stuff.
Any other sci-fi movie from that time, it's like another movie that came out around the same time, I believe, was Buck Rogers in the 25th century. And you try to watch that, oh, good luck.
Yeah.
It's
not bad. Even close.
Yeah. Things like I still love Black Hole, like 1991.
Do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like my woman,
that's
like my coffee.
A rough movie to
Tall
watch.
Tall Black, keep me up all night. What up?
Yeah.
As far right, as special effects, that movie was, it's nowhere near comparable.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, like, if you go back and, like, if you look at it, Star Wars was an independent movie and to think about the scale and how much money and time, like, they filmed that out of the country. They went to London to film that. Like, you didn't do that if you were making one of these. You know, you made them in a fucking warehouse somewhere, and everything was done like on shitty sets that you just move one thing or the other to be somewhere else. But these were like huge, shot in the middle of deserts. They built stuff. And I found out the other day, I was looking at a thing online because they're doing all these anniversary stuff and things like that, obviously because of episode 7. They're talking about that they built buildings for Tatooine Desert that are still standing that people use as houses and stuff.
Yeah.
There. It's fucking crazy.
You know, another movie to compare it to, if you look at the original Star Trek movie.
Ugh.
But you look at the costumes and everything, it says 70s.
Yeah.
The costumes in Star Wars
don't have eras.
Dictate of when it was made.
It looks like it was
made for the movie specifically.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It always captured my imagination because it was so different than anything you saw, but it was so big. Like, it was crazy how big those movies were for being essentially independent. Like, he was not in the guild. I mean, none of that. But it was just like he was so intent on making his vision happen that it was so different than everything you saw. I mean, still to this day, it's very different than anything you see now because it's so large in scale, but yet still so small.
I lived in Germany at the time, and I still remember hearing about it over there as a little kid.
Yep.
It was that big.
And I think that's one thing that lent itself to so why it was so unique of a movie and a movie series is that there were characters in it that in the movie you wouldn't have known their backstory, but he actually had fleshed out backstories for a lot of them. You know, bounty hunters had names when, you know, when they came out with toys and stuff.
Wasn't guy number 3.
Yeah, it wasn't guy number 3. But, you know, you knew that he had written all these backstories and these interesting things for these characters that only had, like, 1 second on the screen as they pan through a crowd in a bar.
Exactly. You know, even the smallest little things, like, you hear these, like, just out of, like, the normal, you hear someone talking about something, and then that doesn't have nothing to do with what's about to happen in the scene. It just goes to something else, you know, and that sort of stuff is, like...
Which could have easily just been... background noise.
Yep.
Like, you don't understand it. It's just
when
there.
You take upwards of, 3 to 4 years to make?
Yeah, which nowadays they get together and, like, you know, obviously because of special effects and having to edit, like, nowadays they do it in the fucking weekend. But, yeah, it was crazy because, like, I mean, the scale of it was just so big. It just blew my mind when I was little. It was so, like, and then, like, later on you watch them and, like, they don't age. Like, a lot of those movies, you go back, like, the Star Trek movies, they're fucking hard to watch. The dialogue's rough. The special effects are bad, things like that. You go back and watch them, even if they're, you know, you watch the altered ones because some people don't have the other ones. But you look at them, you're like, they're still so good. Like, even, like, because they use they did practical effects in a way, like Jabba, for example, like,
that
was a practical effect.
Really good.
And he looked super, like, super real. Like, you didn't have a feeling of, like, it's a dude, like, well, three
you didn't
dudes
know
in
he
a
was
suit.
A Jim Henson Muppet.
Exactly, yeah.
But going out and getting experts like Jim Henson to do it instead of just hiring people.
Crazy stuff, too.
And he went to the experts in the field at the time to.
Yep.
And like I said, the technology didn't exist. The movie was stopped till they could create the technology to not do it crappy.
Yeah.
And going back on what you were saying about seeing the visuals of it, I think the biggest reason that it's held up, you know, the fact of the originality and everything like that, but the visuals of it, your bad guy looked badass. Darth Vader still holds up as one of the coolest looking characters in movie history.
He had a way of creating villains that, like, the aesthetically looked awesome. They weren't creatures. They weren't, like, you know, opposed. They weren't, like, mutated things or, like, beasts. They were just, well, I mean, other than, you know, the Emperor with his wrinkles and stuff, which is funny because he was the original guy who played it. It was funny. But, like, you had those Boba Fett, and you had Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, and,
like, things
and
like
Fett
that.
Only really lasted, like, he didn't do a whole lot. But he's so goddamn popular.
That's the
because
thing, like,
he looked badass.
Yeah.
And he had a jetpack. You know,
and rockets.
Yeah, so he looked super
bitchin' Camaro.
Cool. Yeah,
he looked like somebody you didn't want to mess with. Yeah,
yeah. It was like,
and then I think the single most important casting was Harrison Ford being that character. It's like, you can't. And I know it's hard because it was such a long time ago, but, like, really at the time he was like.
You had
he
no
played
one
it perfectly.
Else.
Like, yeah. You can't imagine any other character. Like, you could probably. And this is not a diss on Mark Hamill. Like, you could have probably found somebody to do what Mark Hamill did, maybe not as well, but it would have been outrageous. I don't think there was anybody that could have done what Harrison Ford did for the Solo character.
Harrison Ford made Han Solo.
But yeah.
Burt Reynolds was the other one that was running for it.
So awful, dude. Can you imagine that?
I don't know if you guys ever saw the little Saturday Night Live sketch that they did where they did mimicking other actors playing those parts. And same thing. You couldn't imagine other people in those roles.
And it's funny because, all those people were, super unknown for the most part. I mean, obviously, Harrison Ford had done American Graffiti.
Done a badass job.
But he still wasn't well-known enough. Like, we didn't see him go, I'm going to go see this because of Harrison Ford. You know what I mean?
That was his second movie, wasn't it?
Something like that. And, it was crazy because, not only are you making this crazy space opera no one believes in, you're taking unknown talent and somehow talked in, famous actors to be in it too, and that's just crazy thing itself.
When you're shooting a desert scene, they actually went to the desert. They would go to wherever they shot for the ice part. Again, they were in the snow. It wasn't fake.
On a set. It wasn't fake.
They
snow.
Found the planet Hoth.
You know, they went to, going shooting in the redwoods for Endor.
Yep,
it was just amazing in itself.
Yep, with the tree bears. Yeah, little tree bears. That would be my first one. And in order, I would be 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
You can't play them out of order. If you do, you're a bastard.
Yeah, I agree. 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Mike, 4, 5, 6. Good job. Joe, 4, 5, 6. All right, good. I don't have to hate any of you.
Nah.
Son of a bitch.
I honestly, my personal favorite to watch Strikes Back, Empire Strikes Back. That's true. Can't help it.
Dumb.
I totally get what you're saying about order. You play them out of order, it doesn't make sense. But just your overall personal favorite to watch, the one that you remember the most and the one that I think has the best. Yeah, I think it's Empire. But
Star Wars.
I would almost have to agree with that. Empire.
Nope.
Maybe even Return of the Jedi.
Nope.
And then A New Hope.
You're wrong.
Five and six. I'm sorry. This is my personal.
You're not allowed to have an opinion.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You like the fourth Indiana Jones, so that tells me that you don't know what you're talking about. Ipso facto, you're dumb. All right. So that's my first pick. Eric, your second one, sir.
On my second one, I was gonna go with Back to the Future. I think I'm gonna change it up because Mike said something earlier about movies being on that,
Tremors
that he liked to watch. No. It's actually the Crocodile Dundee 1 and 2. I love those movies. And whenever they're on...
What's wrong with 3?
3 was okay. We're going to just say okay. It
goes the same way as Crystal Skull.
Mike Tyson was in 3.
Like I said.
It was... And again, I don't know what happened to the woman that plays his wife in that, but she looked like her face caught on fire, and they put it out with a shovel. And she just didn't look nowhere near as good as she used to.
Coke.
Yeah.
The 80s is Coke.
It was bad.
Lots and lots of Coke.
So it's bad for you guys.
But when the first two are on, if they're on TV and if I don't have to be at work or be someplace, I sit there and watch them till the end.
Favorite line?
That's not a knife.
Yeah. That was favorite life. It's not a knife. It's a knife.
And I love the whole interaction with the gang in the second one. Yeah. Just what are the odds of you getting out of here with that jacket on? And just him whipping it across the room, better than average. I like them. They're
Paul
fun
Hogan's
movies.
Second and third greatest movies.
And I have to rank them. Personally, I like the second one better. That's my favorite. So I would definitely say 2 before 1. Then 3 will just be at the end there.
3 will be if we have extra time.
I think 1's probably my favorite, though, just because the interaction of him in the city for the first time I thought was really fun.
It's like or when he takes her back to Australia, being hunted, because it's more in his element. I just think it's more fun.
But I think you get a lot of that in the first one, the first half of the movie.
The first one has a different set, a different type of humor in it, though, than the second one.
I think I liked it better.
I mean, I agree with you.
And then the end scene when he's walking, people are holding him up, all the construction workers, so he can get over to her.
Yeah,
tell her. Yeah.
Mike's
just to cheer up. He's like,
I do. It's realistically, when you talk about romance things in movies, that was cool as fuck. You never seen anybody else. You always saw the dude showing up and talking to her from and her upstairs. You see that shit played out way over top.
I love how the people in the crowd start getting into it.
Yeah.
First, they're just relaying the message. And then it's like, he loves you.
Yeah, they're the into it as well. Workers. Yeah. I forgot about that. I got to watch those movies again. It's so good.
And I just love how he gets away with stuff, too. Like, he's fishing in the harbor where he's not supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, with dynamite, is it?
But then when they realize it's him, it's like, ah, it's okay. Yeah. It's Mick Dundee. Let him go.
No, I think I would like 1, 2, then 3.
Again. God damn it. I literally forgot there was a third one until Mike said it. I was like, what? It was one and two. How is this an anthology?
Los Angeles. And I think they tried to make that one more kid-friendly. But
yeah, that's definitely.
Way to go, Hollywood.
But it was just, it was Mike Tyson. Different.
Yeah, because that's always Mike Tyson. Fucking knockout, right?
Like that, like what you did. Yeah. Knockout.
Might as well chew the ear off that fucker.
It's good? Funny. Right.
Michael, your second one?
There's a lot you could have gone with. I really wanted to say Terminator. But
then you have to acknowledge the rest of
them. Well, it's not even acknowledging them. Like, I wanted to take a series as a whole where I liked every single movie in it. So the best one I could think of where I liked every single one was Lethal Weapon. I liked them all. I don't know if you could say they progressively got better, but they, like, there was no drop off to any of them at all. And my personal favorite is actually Part 4. I don't know if they're all really good, but I think Part 4 for me, mainly because of the age of it came out, that's the only one I got to see in theaters.
I think definitely though, adding the Leo Getz character in the second one,
perfect,
helped.
Well, he's in 3.
Yeah, yeah. But he's best in 3. Though.
Right, but introducing
him in two,
yeah, in 2 was actually really good too. I just like 3 because like how like. Shitty is and like how shitty they are to him, because
he eventually ties into the story in the second one, but at first it's like he's just a side story until you figure out that he knows the same people that they're looking for, which I like I said made it kind of cool.
Yeah, everything about him is cool though, like, and I think every time they did a good job of introducing a new character. In Part 2 you introduce Leo Getz. In Part 3 I'm spacing on her name, but
Renee Russo.
Yeah, what's her? I can't remember her character's name now.
Russo.
Yeah,
but Renee, yeah, her
character was really good. Yeah. And yeah, Thor's mom. Her character ends up being really good. And then Part 4, you get two of the coolest add-ons. You get a badass villain in Jet Li, really America's introduction to Jet Li.
Yeah.
And you get Butters.
Yeah.
Chris Rock as Detective Butters was hilarious. Yeah. One of the coolest add-ons. Him and Leo going back and forth. In the police station was one of the funniest scenes in any movie.
What's funny about Leo being added to the second one is the two movies that he had done prior to that, both Casino and Goodfellas, it's a completely opposite role.
Oh, yeah, you know, I never really thought about that.
Everybody else, and in this one, he's the one that's getting slapped around like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just a complete role reversal, and he's played both roles extremely well.
My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. Another great,
Was that? No, I'm going to get into the dates. But yeah, because that I never watched them like as they came out, but I never thought about that. That was really one of his first flexing his comedy chops.
When you bounce back and forth, and he can definitely play drama, and he can definitely do the comedy.
Yeah. And then, of course, just the on-screen chemistry between Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's the best partner duo ever in movie history,
because it continues to build over the 4 films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how much they hate each other, and how crazy,
how fucking racist the first one is.
Yeah, first one's pretty racist.
Yeah. Jesus Christ!
But how they build, and then the comedy in it, because it was definitely an action movie first, but tons of great comedy in it too. Yeah. So me ranking them, man, that's rough. Probably go. I would go 4-1-3-2.
Oh.
That's how I would have to rank them. 1-3-2. Yeah. Mainly 4. And we'll say favorite fight scene, too. I love the fight scene at the end of 1 with Riggs and Busey.
Yeah.
Mixing up real world and movie world.
Who didn't look very albino.
And to mention that, too, we've talked about this before. That's the first time you ever seen Brazilian jiu-jitsu in a movie. Nobody realized what it was yet, so that was pretty awesome to
see. Weird. He's choking him with his legs.
Yeah, what is this?
What a weirdo.
And then later on, as UFC got more mainstream, you're like, oh, that's MMA cool.
Got more mainstream.
Yeah. But the best fight scene, I think, is still Riggs and Murtaugh versus Jet Li the pier.
Yep, four.
The raining, the crowbar, and you just lift them up with the lightning crashing in the background where they're lifting them up. So good, so intense.
I like the fight, but I just like the setup before the fight that they're not going to fight him.
Yeah,
they're going to walk away. And then he just drops the line of, how did he do that?
Yeah.
Let's go ask. But yeah, so, Joe, how would you rank them?
You know, I don't think I would have a personal preference in ranking. So I would just say 1, 2, 3, 4. As far as fight scene, the fight between Jet Li and those two is awesome. But I kind of like the setup to it was where they were fighting in the house, and that's where they showed the he takes the top off the gun.
First time Riggs gets his ass like genuinely kicked.
Yeah. And that's the thing, the scene that really sticks with me for fight scenes. He takes the slide off the gun and he's just like, you know, what amazed, the fuck just happened? Yeah.
Oh, and the other part that, because I remember going into that movie that I had read and like the big rumor going around was Mel Gibson only agreed to do this one if they killed off his character, so they wouldn't do another one. And so at the end when he's trapped under the slab on the water, I thought, holy shit, they're really going to kill him off. They don't, spoilers, thank God. But
you son of a bitch, I haven't watched it yet.
But what I do want to mention is I absolutely loved the music in these movies because it was that like detective style, you know, saxophone type of music that was just added so much to the overall feel of the movies.
It's Hans Zimmer, right? Was that one? Didn't he do those ones?
I don't think he did all of them, but he definitely
did. No, the Lethal Weapon theme? That was him, right?
Yeah.
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 Classic.
So what would be your ranking?
Code? I don't like them, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Lies.
No, I would have to do 1, 2, 3, and 4. I just couldn't. I mean, I do like 4 a lot, and I mean, it's another
franchise. You know, because we've mentioned quite a few here, but really only Star Wars and this one are the ones where I'm like, there really wasn't a bad
right
movie.
Yeah. I would do 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Favorite fight scene would be the end of 3. I like the whole, like, the buildings, like, when Riggs is driving the fucking bulldozer through, taking all down all the buildings, like, oh, it's super awesome.
Because that was the one with the armor-piercing round, so he made the bulldozer.
And he throws him the Uzi, and it's like, ba-ba-ba-ba, and I was like,
there's
no way they would go through that fucking steel.
The motorcycle earlier in the movie.
Yeah, dude, when he goes in, that whole chase scene, and then, like, he goes off the bridge, and, like, hurts, and they have to fucking wreck his arm in the wall. Oh, so good.
Which that was a cool scars, ass. Remember?
Him and their friends like, oh, get this one.
This game's over. Yeah. But that was another theme too. Was the cool on running joke where they worked it into the storyline too with him being able to dislocate his shoulder and pop it back in whenever he wanted to.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be mine.
Cool.
Joseph.
So my next set of movies that I absolutely love is Die Hard. I think everybody. 1 through 3, and then 4 was Live Free or Die Hard, which wasn't bad.
Justin Long.
Yeah. I really think that then it's number 5 that it jumps the shark and starts trying to be more than itself. Because you know,
I feel like if number 5 just came out as a generic action movie, I wouldn't hate it as much.
Right.
But no, number 5 had Gerard Butler in it, right? Five. The White House.
Oh, Olympus.
That's what I wish number 5 was.
What? Wait, that's not a Die Hard movie?
No.
Could have been.
Didn't they call him?
No.
Oh, did I get that wrong? Falling.
Yeah, no.
Huh. That's weird. Could have swore they said Die Hard, Olympus Has Fallen.
But the concept of the movies I just absolutely love is that, he's a small, he's a cop, but he just gets into these situations that are way over his head. And I think, I honestly think Bruce Willis took that into his mind and just started amping it up every single time after number 3, thinking that if you just did more explosions and bigger, you know, inescapable type of situations that he suddenly escaped from, it would be somehow better. And it's obviously not, because number 5 just was not good at all. But I still really enjoyed 1 through 3, and then number 4.
And 4 is watchable, but that starts getting way over the top too. I mean, with him on the jet and the semi. Oh. Right. And then, I mean, the fact that he launched a car at a helicopter, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it looked cool, but I was like, that's not a diehard thing. Like, no. Throw that
and
in its own.
They kept the profanity down.
Yeah, that was fucking the first PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't even get the clear yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. You got the gunshot.
The end.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is pretty lame. But again, if that movie was its own action movie,
it'd be
pretty cool. Like, it was just over the top, you know. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Like,
I would watch
Bruce Willis plays like different variations of the same character in every movie. So it's not like a stretch.
Except for Moonlighting.
Except for Moonlighting. It's true. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, if 4 and 5 were their own separate action movies, I don't think I would have not enjoyed them as much as I did. But comparing them to the first three were damn near perfect action movies. I mean, Part 3
actually stepped it up and actually was really good.
That's about as good as it gets for an action flick.
Yep.
So how do you rank them? 3-1-2.
3-1-2 is for you. I'd probably still go with 1-2-3.
No way. 2 is not better than part 3.
I still really enjoyed it though.
2 is good, but it'd be 1-3-2.
You think 1-3-2?
Yeah.
I would go with 3-1-2.
Cuz 3 is the best one.
3 is fantastic. 1 is the perfect action movie though. The perfect action movie.
I think 1 definitely had the best villain by far.
The premise of it was super cool, and then the barefoot like key to it was awesome, but like I just think just the addition of
Samuel
Jackson, like he was at great. His best,
that's why I love
just
that's
added
why I like
so
the
much.
One.
But the whole the bomb thing, I mean the Simons, I don't know, I prefer the third one.
I just love that
they
were sent on a wild goose chase,
mm-hmm.
and they had to keep figuring crap out as they
arguing with each other the whole.
And it comes
time.
Out at the end, it's just like his shitty brother. A goddamn bank robber.
Yeah.
Shitty.
He wasn't actually.
Thanks, Jesus. Why do you keep calling me Jesus? Do I look Puerto Rican?
The way that one started, though, with the huge explosion, then the first scene you really get of John McClane, he's that wearing was, the
yeah.
sign
yeah.
in the middle of Harlem. Yeah, it's like ooh. Yeah. God. You feel uncomfortable. You know it's a movie,
just
and you're like.
Well, and the crazy thing about that is, like, too, if you look at 1 and 2, you don't see John McClane in the third one for a good, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Like, because there's none of it. And then all of a sudden, like, boom, there he is. You're like, oh, that's different, you know? But, yeah, so 1-3-2.
Cool. So what would
1-3-2.
Your last one, Cody?
It was a tough choice. I kept trying to think of if I had another one to choose from. And I was gonna say the Matrix trilogy, because I did like those ones. But I'm gonna stick with my original one, which will be Christopher Nolan's Batman.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can't nobody argue with that either.
Yeah.
That's gotta be everyone's top.
It's a great set of movies. Executed perfectly. Obviously had a different tone than anything we've seen before in live action Batman. Drastic tone because it was obviously grounded in reality, but still had fantastic elements because it was a dude running around in a fucking bat suit with a crazy tank car. Obviously in the second one you got more of a, well actually in the first one you had a fantastic villain too because the Scarecrow had the mask and things like that, and of course the dude that, you know, with Ra's al Ghul and his craziest league of assassins and shit like that. But the second one obviously with the Joker, for the longest time Dark Knight was the perfect comic book movie and one of the best movies ever made, until of course, you know, Captain America Winter Soldier came out and then boom, best comic book movie ever made. But like there was so much, like the difference in from the first one to the second one, obviously like no one had faith in the first one because like no one knew who Christopher Nolan was for the most part. The last iteration of Batman was fucking god awful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it was just the shitty. It's like literally taking and making of an Adam West styled Batman in the modern time, just not good. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, they're fun in a way. Well, not the Schumacher movies; those are fucking awful. But those ones are straight made for kids.
Those are kids movies. That's all.
Yeah, they made them to make toys for sure.
It's a live action cartoon.
Yeah, but like what made the Nolan's so much better is the grittiness and the real world.
It was like a cop drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's really all it was.
And they, of course, just kept amping up more and more. Like I remember by the end of the first one and the whole like elevated train thing and like they're gonna go and blow up because they have the machine that's, you know, making all the water pipes blow up and they're going right to the central, you know, to just basically destroy all of Gotham. And then the fact that like, Arkham Island is shut down because the prison, they broke out of the prison and stuff like that. And like, just crazy. It just goes, like, it's pretty evenly paced through the movie. And then just shit goes fucking awry. And you're like, oh my God, how's Batman going to win? He's fucking Batman.
Because I'm Batman.
So like, and then when you get to the third one, and it's just fucking apeshit crazy the entire movie. I mean, obviously, like, they had to change the original plan for the third one. So there's, you know, because someone decided to kill himself.
Accidentally,
whatever.
I don't really think he made that decision, but.
Well, you know, thanks, Olsen sister. So it was good for what they had to do. It would have been cool to see the original. Like, I'd like to see what the original plan was.
I would pay so much money for the original script.
Yeah, if it even exists. And
well, there's at least the outline for it.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a plot line for it.
They could sell that in book form and make so much money off of that shit.
Oh, yeah, but then see, awesome. The problem with Nolan is he doesn't like that. Like, he likes his vision only, so like that would never
fuck that.
Probably never ever happen.
The one thing that bugs me about that trilogy is it's only screw-ups in the whole trilogy I felt happened in the last one and in the last chunk of the movie. So it kind of left a shitty little, like, well, the whole trilogy was awesome. One of the biggest things, I mean, the autopilot thing, like, yeah, of course. Showing Bruce Wayne being alive, I really think they could have just had Alfred at the place, look around, look up, and smile and cut. That would have been the way to end it.
Instead of showing him that.
So you don't have to show him. I'm so pissed that they actually showed him. And then the biggest misstep of the entire franchise was the last thing. Oh, you should use your real name. It's Robin. No, that's so fucking dumb. Like, how is that the. Like,
that means he can't be Robin.
Yeah, that means you are. And he only. I feel like he was pressured. That had to be pressured by the studio. I feel like Nolan paid so much tribute to so many different versions of Batman, to the Frank Miller Batman, even some of
Jeff
the
Loeb's Batman.
Yeah, like through different comic books, even, you know, had a little bit of a hint to some of the other ones too. But it's like you were so smart about how you portrayed your Batman. Like, that last thing, that had to be pushed on by the studio to set up a sequel. Like, that's the only way I could feel. But the fact that they showed Bruce and they had that, and it's not big things, like, it doesn't ruin the trilogy in any way, shape, or form, but it does leave you with last thing you see is two fuck-ups, really.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a bummer.
I agree with you with the Robin thing. Was the fucking worst decision ever. I remember we went and saw, we did the marathon.
Yeah, and which, we were all, everyone was pissed. Yeah. Like, nerds in the back who don't know anything.
He's
going to be Robin. And people started clapping. Like, now he can't be Robin because that's his real fucking name.
Because that lady's going to be sitting around somewhere and be like, hey, that new guy looks like Robin. His name's
like
Robin.
It's like if Batman, if his
middle name was Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if he went by, like, Bruce Man. Like, of course they're going to fucking figure it out. You know what I mean?
Bruce Man.
It's the same concept,
Bat
right?
Wayne.
Bruce Man, Bat Wayne.
Bat Bruce.
Fuck. Bruce, yeah.
But yeah, just two things, though, right there at the end just bugged me so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm nitpicking. Like I understand I'm nitpicking because, I mean, part two is damn near as good as you could do. Part three had more plot holes, but I forgive that because I know it wasn't the original plan.
You had to throw something together.
I
would have loved to see in the third one, instead of Blackgate Prison, do more of like a throwback to Arkham Asylum. You know, obviously,
then you wouldn't have to explain how he made it halfway around the world in fucking half a day with no money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like I said, there's some big ass plot holes in part three, which are forgivable. Like I said, because that obviously wasn't the original plan. Joker had a lot to do with the original.
And the reason they had to do the one across the, you know, across the ocean and stuff is because they had to tell the tale of Bane and his link to League of Assassins and all that stuff. But I just, throwing him in, getting basically crippling him in Gotham, getting him to, you know, the prison, and then, like, that, like, how? Like, how does your network work that way? Like, didn't you just, like, all your dudes are here, but somehow you're able to get them over there, and, like, you didn't have anyone watching?
Did you throw him on a 747?
You threw Batman in a prison, right? Like, you threw him in this pit. Like, a little girl got out. The smartest, one of the best detectives in all of the world is going to find a way out, but you don't have anyone watching the fucking opening? Like, I have dudes with AKs waiting.
Huh, look here. You just need one. One dude.
It's Batman.
Well, as soon as he made that leap, though.
Open fire. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, little things like that.
He would have dodged the bullets. He's Batman. He's got this.
He's not Neo.
Oh,
he's
I got my soul back. I'm still going to get you.
But he's acrobatic. He would have done some kind of flip out.
Yeah.
The movie's still, like I said, nitpicking a lot. The movie's still really, really good, and it's a lot of fun, but it's just kind of
definitely
a
better than most third movies, third acts. So, I mean, that would definitely be mine. And I would obviously watch them in order, but if I had to choose, obviously it would be 2-1-3. So, yeah, definitely.
2-1-3. I would go with 2-3-1.
You put Batman Begins after?
I'm just saying, in the order
I prefer. Is it because Begins didn't feel like a Batman movie?
You watch them. It's just that one, to me, doesn't appeal to me as much as the other two.
God, dude, there's so many fucking
epic origin stories, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of the best origin stories ever.
I get that. And again, I would naturally watch them in order.
When he's fucking taking those dudes out in the shipping containers in the beginning, when you first just see Batman, so goddamn epic, dude, because he's like, he's using manipulations. Because, like, he's manipulating with audio, like, with sounds and stuff, and then he just picks them all off. So hard.
Yeah. Weird.
So, no, was that out loud?
Uncomfortable.
So, anything else?
What was yours, Mike? Your choice of
order. Real quick.
Oh, it's 2-1-3.
And mine would be 1-2-3. I know I get a little flack for that, but I just love the origin story.
No, origin's amazing. Yeah. But, I mean, goddamn, Heath Ledger as the Joker is so fucking good.
It's absolutely amazing. That's why it's number two.
And the Skyhook.
Yeah.
Super
the little amazing. Sticky bombs. I love those things.
Yeah, dude. Cool shit.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So that's it for this episode. Before we sign off, Michael, business, go.
All we want to say is make sure if you like this and you're listening to us on iTunes, please subscribe so you can get your downloads automatically, and then rate and review us so we can help the traffic on that a little bit. So rate, review on iTunes after you subscribe. Find us on Facebook at Comes Naturally Podcast on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural.
That's right. And
messed it up again.
If you already like us on Facebook, please share the page and let people know a little bit about it when you share it. Just tell a friend, try to get this thing, you know, growing a little bit more. And that's it.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
and I'm Cody. Once again, our special guest today was
Eric.
All right.
Munger.
All right, guys, that's it for today's episode.
Yeah.
We'll get at you later.
Peace.
Later.
Bye, y'all. Okay.